This is Gohan from Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
Just let you know that people are disappointed.
That's what I want to hear, though. Disappointment when it's over. You know, if people were excited that it's over.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 107 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, the week of December 27, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. The last episode ever.
It's the end of an era.
The end of an era. Hey, it was a good 2.5 years. I looked at it. It was 2.5 years.
That's a long time. 100 episodes?
Yeah.
Like 8 million views an episode. I mean, we've already
reached
800 million people.
Yeah. That sounds a little bit inflated.
Forever.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. When me and TA started this, 100% I thought it was going to last 3-4 months. 3-4 months and we'd be out.
Going strong.
I know. And then I felt bad when TA was like, oh, I could guest pod. And I was like, if I could get him on somehow and have him here for the last and let him know. Because I don't think he realizes this is the last episode ever.
Oh, you didn't tell him?
No, I'm just ripped the Band-Aid off for him.
I don't think I told him either.
Yeah, we'll let him know when he listens, right?
If he listens.
What have you been playing? I love it.
Apex.
On the Series S?
On the Series S.
And you're just, you playing Fortnite for it? No?
No, I haven't played since that night.
You going to get on tonight? I started the Halo campaign. No, it's incredible.
Nah, don't say that.
It's so good. It really is. You have to, because you get it for free.
Yeah.
I say download it and try it.
Nah,
it. I hate when people make like this kind of connection, but it is seriously Breath of the Wild Halo. Like it is, they drop you into this open map, and there are like little sections that are like, all right, this is going to be a Halo level,
yeah.
And it takes you off of like the open map. And it's just a contained little Halo. I'm telling you, it's absolutely wild where it's like, here's a map. I call it like an objective-based open world game where it's like little pinpoints where I'm like, hey, this squad's captured. Go free them. And you go and free them. And now you have more people on your team. There's a extra base over here. You go free that base. And now you have
Does
like
it
another
have any
base.
Cutscenes, though, that like lead into the
yes.
story?
Yes. Tons of them. And they're all like big, epic cutscenes. The villains are scary. There's like some assassin dude who's... One job is to kill Spartans, and he's apparently been following you this entire time.
He ain't got nothing on Master Chief.
Well, you have found, at this point, I have found 5 other Spartans who are all dead. And it, like every time you look at it, and it's like, oh, when you like scan their body, it's like, oh, they were killed by an energy sword, but like not a normal energy sword. And it showed the assassin with the like crazy energy sword. And you're like, fuck, he's already taken out like 4 other Spartans.
Come on, he ain't taking out Master Chief, my guy.
There was one mission I was doing, right? And you find another dead Spartan, and when you analyze the body, your AI is like, oh, it was killed by something called the Spartan Killer. And then later on in that mission, you fight these 2 giant dudes who are named the Spartan Killers. And that battle is fucking tough.
But they're not the Spartan Killer.
No, I mean, they died to me. Like, right? And it's mad funny because after you kill him, because again, Master Chief is just a boss. He doesn't give a fuck, right? They're like, yo, you just killed the Spartan Killers. He's going to send more. And he's like, good. Means I don't have to find them. Yo, he's a fucking badass. This whole he's an absolute savage this whole game.
Nah, maybe I'll check it out. Maybe not.
The first cutscene, right? He's like, I need a gun. And the guy who like finds you gives you a gun. He's like, it's only got 1 bullet. And he's like, that's plenty. And he just walks out there, throws like a canister in the air, shoots it. It explodes. He takes a gun off a dead body and just starts massacring everyone. He's a monster, dude. It's exactly what I wanted from a Halo game. And then the fact that it's open world.
Bring you back to 2012?
Oh, 100%.
2009.
Yeah, 100%. Like, this is a really good Halo
this is
story.
What I would wake up after Christmas with my music gift card and go get an Xbox.
Yes, yes. Your little Xbox 360
These
arcade.
These are the moments, arcades.
No, it never came with the hard drive. You had to buy that separately.
Buy the hard drive, no HDMI cord, fucking red, yellow, white. Bang, bang, bang.
Well, that's funny. Wasn't that like the. Wasn't an HDMI cable back then,
no,
right?
I think that was the last console.
Like the AV in, AV out, or yeah.
Yellow, white, red.
Yep.
The long days, the good old days.
Dude, I'm telling. This story is crazy.
That was back when like Plasma Series was just starting to get popular.
There are on the map. There's certain like enemies that have like full health bars with real names, and like it'll give you like their rap sheet and it'll be like, oh, this guy did this, this, and this. And it's like supposed to be a badass. And there'll be all different types of races from the Halo like aliens. And you know, the little grunts, the little fucking losers. Yeah. There was one that they were like, oh, be careful. He might be dangerous. Like they say, you go up to him, shoot him in the head and he just fucking died. They're like, all right, never mind. It was a grunt. The whole game is crazy so far. Apparently it's quick though. Like I'm 8 hours in and I think I'm already a little bit over halfway. So it's like a 15-hour, 20-hour story.
Typical Gears of War story.
Yeah. And there are things you can unlock.
That I beat that in one day one time.
I honestly think if I kept playing,
I think I played for like 15 hours straight.
100%.
And just beat it one day. I was like, I don't want to keep playing this.
That's why I think I could have honestly beat it one day.
When I went back and got it.
I'm telling you, the shooter stories usually are shorter.
They were good back then.
Yeah.
But that was when I had time.
Yeah. Well, that's
being
a good thing.
A father just doesn't allow.
You can hop in, right? You do one mission and then just hop out. Like it's pretty contained.
Make it sound so easy.
I know, right?
My kid has been a problem going to sleep for the last 4 days.
You leave my goddaughter out of this. She's a perfect little angel.
She never gave me a problem going to sleep until this week. She decided to just, I'm not going to sleep.
I won't let you belittle my goddaughter, all right?
She's going down.
She's the better of the three of us, okay? And I hope you're already teaching her how to play, because they start these kids young at 9. And then they go to esports at 15.
Signed with a sign-on bonus.
Yes.
Free training by 8 years old.
Yes, exactly.
Just like that kid that got signed for Fortnite.
So you better get her on
for
now.
Another 7 years, but they're going to train him and gave him a $50,000 sign-on bonus with a setup.
That's what. And I'm telling you, she's already behind now because I've only seen one photo with a controller in her hands.
She was pretty. She meleeed on Call of Duty. Did so she? She's pretty solid. She didn't hit anyone.
3 years old, just melee.
She didn't hit anyone, but she hit the melee button.
All right, let's take a short little break and be back with the news. All right, we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. John Wick Chapter 4 has been moved back and released on March 24th, 2023.
Disappointment.
Wasn't that supposed to come out like the same day of Matrix?
Yeah, May 2021. And now look at it. 2023. Are you kidding me?
How many John Wicks do we really need, though?
I want this one.
Do you?
The
well,
end of three,
the
ended
three
crazy.
Was a cliffhanger.
Yeah, so now. Yeah, I mean, they have to end it here.
I think they need to.
They should end it here because I don't really know where
You know
else.
They're not going to.
Where else are they going to go with that?
They'll find a way.
Look, I don't think they
I
should.
I would tell you the same thing about Fast and Furious, but it's still going. Pretty soon we're going to have John Wick in space.
I feel like I like John Wick better than I like Fast and Furious, though.
Yeah, well, duh.
He's way more savage than fucking Vin Diesel.
Final Fantasy VI Pixel Remaster will be releasing on PC and mobile devices in February 2022, so that got a delay. And Hades is the first video game ever to receive a Hugo Award. The Hugo Award is an annual literary award for the best science fiction or fantasy works and achievements of the previous year. So it won an award for its fantasy story, I guess, written on it.
So, yeah.
Great story in that game.
Oh, absolutely. Great game.
First big news story, and again, we already had our first big hit. Final Fantasy XVI's next big reveal won't come until spring 2022 after 6 months of COVID-19 delays. A lot of people thought this was going to be a 2022 game. I thought they were wild.
Yeah, they're crazy.
This report comes from Cham Gartenberg on TheVerge.com. Final Fantasy XVI is the latest game to be hit by COVID-related development delays, with the game's producer Naki Yoshida announcing in a letter posted to Twitter that the work on the upcoming PlayStation 5 RPG has been set back by about 6 months. Furthermore, Yoshida announced that the next major reveal for the upcoming title, originally promised for sometime in 2021, is now being pushed out to sometime in spring 2022. It's not too surprising that Final Fantasy XVI has been hit by delays as the first flagship Final Fantasy game for the next-gen consoles. The development process is a massive effort spanning development teams around the world. In an effort to offset the effects of COVID-19, we've had to decentralize the workforce by permitting staff to tackle their assignments from home. I'm actually shocked that there aren't more leaks from these games with everyone working from home. You would think like someone would see something.
Absolutely.
I mean, Ubisoft has their games leaked because some guy's looking at it on an airplane and someone notices what it is and takes a photo of him. You know, so
people are nosy, man.
Yeah, this has unfortunately hampered communications from the Tokyo office, which in turn has led to delays in extreme cases, cancellations of asset deliveries from outsourced partners. Still, the delay means that what's already been a long wait for Final Fantasy fans eager to see more of the upcoming title will be stretching even longer, especially considering Final Fantasy 16 was first revealed in September 2020 before the PlayStation 5 had even launched. Since the initial reveal, there still hasn't been a new trailer, any more information on the game, or even estimated release window. I think this is a 2023 game at best.
Absolutely.
100%, right? Like, we've only seen the announcement.
If they're not going to give you... Because technically this would be a trailer.
Yep.
It's not going to come till now we're going to say May of 2022.
Yep.
So no shot you get the game in the next 6 months.
Right.
They'll probably give you the second drop in, like, December.
Yep.
And you'll see it, like, March 2023.
Three, yeah, 100%.
That's
like,
the way I see it going.
And not only that, we've already said 2022 is stacked with games.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this shit. You want to drop this beginning of 2023 to get the fucking hype going.
Really. And you need to get the hype going, right? Like,
I mean, they still got, what's the, what, 14's still popping off, right?
So 14's still popping off. They have that, like, Final Fantasy Paradise game coming out. Remember the hack and slash one that people weren't too happy about, but then you got the demo and people think it's actually pretty damn good?
I don't even know if I heard that.
It's the god, it's got such a weird name. And also they're probably still working on Final Fantasy 7 remake part 2.
They got some stuff to hold off,
right?
Fans, I feel like, for a little bit.
Hey, Chocobo GP Racing on the Switch next year? Are you kidding me?
It's already delayed. There's nothing you can do about it. So
you might as well just at this point, and you've never given us technically a real release window.
Yeah.
So you never actually promised a date that you didn't hit.
I feel like they should. They should be playing in a big trailer though.
Well, in Final Fantasy 15, when it first launched, had some like issues. People didn't really love it that much, and then they kind of went back and they like it a lot more now.
That seems to be the case with a lot of games right now.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
I don't even know if Battlefield's recouped.
I don't think that will ever.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I mean, Cyberpunk 2077, I think, will have like an actual good year next year when they drop the next gen versions.
Yeah.
And I think the next gen version will be actually almost closer to the game.
Do you think
than
it'll do better, or do you think it's already been forgotten?
No, I think that's too big of a name.
It?
No, I'm waiting for the next gen patch. I actually really like what I played, though.
No, yeah, I mean, what I played was dope. I've never had an issue. Well, I can't now. Yeah. Oh, I hope I didn't lose that.
Oh, 100% you did. I thought it was
the only game. I shouldn't have lost. I think I bought it off Steam.
Oh, then okay. Sorry. Yes, you would have.
I should just be able to download it.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Thank God. I was gonna say. There's no way. How would I have lost any games? I should be able to get them all back.
Well, you wouldn't lose the game, but I don't know if you lost your save data. That's what I don't know.
I'm worried about that in general.
And that would
with a lot of shit.
You were probably far enough. You ever get far enough into a game where you lose
that
credit?
That game has a long tutorial, so yes. I'd be kind of pissed off.
That's exactly what.
The beginning of that was slow.
And it gets to the point where it's like, I don't want to redo that.
Yeah, I would not want to restart that.
Yeah, 100.
I mean, I didn't get that far either, but still, yep. I was far enough to the point where I did more than 10% of the beginning.
I think I'm 10 to 15 hours in. Like, I have a pretty decent build.
Yeah,
I have a disgusting sniper that just rips through people that I found.
I think you got a little bit farther than I did.
Yep. Well, I started doing my biggest problem, and I hope they fix it with the next gen patch, is I can never tell when I'm doing a side mission
or
the main mission.
Yeah, but the way that they set you up to do missions is confusing.
Well, I wish I could just like set it and ping it to like, hey, this is where you need to go for the main mission. Just like the Halo campaign. Yeah, it tells you this will be a main mission. These are all the side missions. And once you hit the main mission, that's when it hits like with the giant story cutscene and it furthers the plot.
Be.
Yes, 100%. Like they did it correct. And
I don't know, though. It could be a long time in between for this game. I haven't heard anyone playing Cyberpunk.
Well, that's why I think because I think the next gen patch comes in February or March next year, if it doesn't get delayed, right? I mean, it's already technically been delayed twice now.
Yeah, it's only going to hit for people that haven't got to play it.
Well, think about how many people have gotten a new console for Christmas now.
Probably not many. There's not many consoles to get.
Series S,
that's all you got.
But you know what? Like, with Microsoft not having a lot of their own kind of games come out, that might be a great game to hold you over, and it might become an Xbox identity kind of game.
Definitely. I never had a problem with it.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm playing it on a Series X. You're playing it on a PC. Obviously,
was.
PC runs the best. R.I.P.
Was.
R.I.P.
There she is right there.
Just throw her in the Slater Park River.
Buried.
Next news story. Nintendo Switch eShop is down for some players on Christmas Day 2021. This is by Adam Bankhurst on IGN.com. While it may be the most wonderful time of the year for some, the servers at Nintendo are having some troubles as Christmas Day once again brought it with a wave of new and old Switch consoles trying to purchase new games and play online. Some of those who have unwrapped a brand new Switch for holidays are being greeted by an error message from Nintendo when trying to purchase a game, browse the eShop, or even redeem a gift card. So when this, that when hurts. I saw this,
good thing I didn't get you a gift card.
Shout out to you. When I saw this, I actually tried to hop on the eShop. It wouldn't even let me on the eShop. That's in general. Crazy. Well, and the thing is, like, at this point, who doesn't really have a Switch? Who wants one? You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. But don't forget, there's new kids that are getting older.
100%. I was just...
Every year, there's a kid that just went from 7 to 8, and now he can get a Switch.
Well, not only that, the Switch is a perfect multi-console platform, right? Like, they might have just got a Switch Lite, but that's still a new console you have to connect to the internet and set up.
Yeah.
Nintendo even knew this was going to happen to the point they put out, like, a post, like, hey, if you got your kid a Switch, we recommend you opening it, setting it up for Christmas, and then putting it back in the box so it's set and ready for them to play.
Yeah.
When they open it up, which
true.
Sounds like a crazy idea because you're opening their present.
Parents
on them.
Don't do that, though.
No, and most of them probably don't even know what that means,
yeah,
right?
No, they wouldn't be able to get it set up.
Me and you could do that, knowing.
I feel like some parents too now, like if they're starting to get into that whole like, oh, my kid's gonna need like a game to play.
Yeah.
I feel like even if it's $50, like the OLED, if it's $50 more than that Series S,
mm-hmm.
a parent might still grab that first, just because it's like a smaller, more kid friendly system, and they don't feel like they're committing to a big purchase, even though it's $50 more. The Xbox just looks like a bigger, scarier purchase to buy.
Well, not only that, like, how many parents do you think just identify the console as a Nintendo, even though it's not, right? Like, my parents still used to call, like, my Xbox my Nintendo, right? Because they just knew Nintendo was the gaming console.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that.
Right? Like,
because that's all they used to, hey, you're still playing your Nintendo, I'm playing an Xbox.
Yeah, like, but that's what they knew it. Like, they just knew Nintendo.
It's just a more, I don't know if it's more common, but I feel like it's a more recognizable
name.
It's been around longer, I'm assuming, no?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Technically, yeah, so.
And, I mean, not only that, like, when you look at them, how big is the word Nintendo on the box? Like, oh, they know huge, the Nintendo actually means
like
something.
Right there, if you didn't recognize the logo on your Series Xbox, all it says is X Series, you wouldn't know what that is.
No, 100%.
You have no clue. If you didn't know what the symbol was, you wouldn't know what that is.
Right.
Especially as a, you know, a 45-year-old that's never seen an Xbox. Switch? What does it say right on it? Nintendo Switch.
Look at the
big
top.
Nintendo on top of the box.
But because they
on
know.
On every side of the box.
Literally, they know the name Nintendo actually means something, regardless.
Yeah, no, it's just so recognizable.
And then they say, hey, like, buy Mario Kart. Or everyone knows
just
Mario
kid-friendly
still.
Kid-friendly, recognizable games. There's a new kid every year that wants to Switch.
I was just with family for something, and my cousin was talking about her kids.
Were
and she
you
was
6 feet apart?
6 feet apart with a mask, you know.
Always following the rules.
One shot, booster on the other arm.
Two boosters.
I left the needles in to protect me at all times, you know.
Extra healing factor.
And she was even telling me, like, oh, like, my kid got his Nintendo Switch this Christmas, and it's all he's been about since he got it. And like you said, he just turned like 7 or 8, and now he's, I sit here and say, who doesn't have one that wants one? This fucking kid just got his.
I heard a big hit for Christmas this year was the Oculus Quest.
Really?
The VR.
I believe it because it's getting cheaper too, right?
My boss got his son one, and he was like, I hopped on for a couple of rounds, and he was like, it's pretty wild.
My little brother, who doesn't really give a fuck about gaming, he got an Oculus Quest, and it's
my friggin' stepbrother was playing it in the basement of my grandma's, and I went downstairs.
Yeah,
he was just swinging. Like, and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I walked in, and I was like, "What the frick is this kid doing?
What is going on
and
here?"
And I realized he was playing.
Yeah,
he didn't even hear me.
Yeah,
like I snuck in there. I did what I had to do, and he didn't even hear that I was down there. That's wild. He's like in another world.
That's wild, isn't it?
Literally in another world. I slammed the door behind me. He didn't even move.
Yeah,
like I was like, "Oh my god!" And he's just swinging away.
That's the only thing that scares me about VR is I really feel like I'm going to put a hand through a wall at one point.
Oh, my God. He was swinging. I feel like you got to do it in the center of a room.
Yes, 100%.
Like, by the time you take the goggles off, you'll be over there.
But have you ever seen those videos where, like, they'll be playing on VR, like, balance beam, right? So you're and people push them, and they really freak out and think they're falling because it feels real.
You're in there, yeah.
I've even asked my little brother, like, how is it? And he's like, it's kind of crazy. Like, because it, like you said, you put the goggles on and it covers your ears, so you only hear that, and you really feel like immersed and in there. And that is so creepy to me.
I want a lightsaber battle you in a VR.
A VR? Well, what was the biggest game forever? It was like Beat Saber. You ever seen that where you have the two lightsabers and the blocks come at you and they have a line? You have to cut it goes to music, and that was like the biggest game ever.
That's dope.
And like you said, it's probably
like
the VR.
He was like jumping and shit. I was like, what are you doing? Like,
how does it even
low and shit? Like, I was like, oh my god.
How does it even know? You know, like when you jump,
it's intense, dude.
Yeah,
That's why I want to get one to try it.
I really feel like we'd lose 25 pounds if we started playing heavily.
He was definitely getting active.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is definitely more than I'm moving a day. When I play Xbox, I just sit on the couch, relax.
They'll probably have a couple snacks.
Couple snacks. You know.
Let's see. Last news story for the big week. 8 years later, GTA 5 is 2021's most watched game on Twitch, which is so wild to me. This is by Jeremy Winslow on Kotaku.com. How does Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto, a game that came out in the beginning of the last console generation, still manage to garner so many eyeballs? It's become as ambiguous as Bethesda Softworks' Skyrim, with Steam Element's end of the year Twitch review reporting that the viewers watched 2.1 billion hours of gameplay. That's wild despite the newly released content. The only thing that's been viewed more than GTA 5 on the streaming platform falls in the casual just chatting category, where folks watch 3.1 billion of hours of people shooting the shit. See, that makes more sense. The just chatting, like, you can just go on and label anything as just chatting.
Yeah.
So that seems like a pretty blanketed,
every
like...
Every time I used to see that when I first started going on Twitch, I was like, what the frig is this?
Yep.
Because I thought it was specifically for gaming.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know what this is, but, like, people would do that. Especially, I would be pissed when a streamer I watched for Apex
was just chatting.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Hey, they're doing probably like a Q&A with their fans, all these little things, you know?
It's like, come on, dude.
But think about it. It's like you're an athlete, right? Like, I hate, but you're an athlete, and you do your little press conferences, or you talk to, like, your fans, and people want that engagement, and that's the perfect way to do it.
All I'm saying is I like seeing Apex Legends right there in the top 10.
Well, so I have the list here, the top 10. Number one, like we just said, just chatting. I'm not going to count it because it's not a video game. Number two, or technically number one, Grand Theft Auto 5, 2.1 billion. Seriously, like,
I've never seen anyone stream it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's why
If I went to the games category specifically, but I've never, usually when my Twitch will show you, like, what the top, like, games streamed 100%. Are, I've never seen it in the list.
You know what the problem is? I guarantee you Grand Theft Auto 5 is always just, like, right in the middle of the pack, but it never moves. And when it stays consistent in the middle of the pack, you get so many
like
views.
It just never drops.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just a consistent shit ton of people viewing it.
I'm surprised Apex is lower than COD.
Well, number two,
I feel like COD dropped off hard for the last couple of months, like bad.
Well, maybe when it was being watched, though, it was being watched heavily. You got to also think, the beginning,
Counter-Strike still higher than Apex. I don't buy it. I don't see people playing that anymore.
So
Valorant, I understand.
Well, it's the new hot.
Fortnite, I understand.
Yes,
but especially this is just Twitch. This isn't YouTube.
No,
Facebook.
This is just Twitch.
I don't buy that.
Yeah,
because Fortnite's not big on Twitch.
So that's the problem, though. Is it
it's
just in the middle
Facebook
of the pack?
And YouTube.
Yep.
Big on YouTube.
Well, and when they do their tournaments, though, I don't know. Like, we don't watch those tournaments. We don't know how much of those tournaments count towards this.
I don't know.
Because number two game is League of Legends.
That's crazy. I mean, I do see a lot of people streaming that.
And that has 1.8 billion. But League of Legends, like we've said, is probably easily the biggest esports game of all time.
Yeah.
They just had the Netflix show that they came out with. Yeah. Valorant is League of Legends.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a shooter based in the League of Legends world.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely tell with that style.
That Riot, what they're doing with League of Legends is so super smart right now. They've decided, you know what, League of Legends is the biggest game ever. We are going to do a ton of spin-offs of this game in every single genre. Because next year they have a fighting game in that world coming out.
Really?
So they're just going to take every leg that there is. Now they got the, you know, that... I don't even know what that game mode is called that League of Legends is. That it's because it's not an MMO, but it's...
It's like arena. Like almost, like.
Not really, because you only play as one character with all your friends against another team. It's like the MOBA, that's what it's called. Massive Online Battle Arena game.
It's like Dynasty Warriors.
It's more like I'm trying to like Pokemon Unite. It's literally
Monster
Pokemon
Hunter.
Unite. What?
Monster Hunter.
No, you're getting further and further away. Literally Pokemon Unite. That is actually what League of Legends is.
Yeah.
Fortnite number three with 1 billion. Which again,
I understand that. I don't, but I do.
But also, we don't know how many hours were heavily watched in the beginning of the year because at the beginning of the year we were still somewhat in a lockdown.
That's true. But even then, I felt like Apex was on top.
Yeah.
But I don't know about these other games, but I'm talking about competitive shooter.
Yep.
I feel like that would be higher than Valorant and Fortnite.
Well, and I think Apex probably picked up a lot more at the end after the whole, like you said, how many Warzone players jumped to Apex at the end of this year?
But I'm surprised that the Warzone number wasn't less just because of that, because that hurt them hard.
So, number four, Valorant, like we just talked about. That's the new hot girl at school, right? Like, everyone's got it, yeah. Minecraft, which...
Surprising, but... I guess makes sense.
You know what? I'm shocked that I'm looking at this already. I don't see Roblox. I would have thought Roblox was on here for sure.
I would definitely see. I could see Minecraft over Roblox.
I guess that just goes to show how little I know about those two games. I always thought
it was more popular name. It's older.
Yep.
More people know.
Oh about. Yeah. Well, and I never realized, like, if you look at any Minecraft streamer on Twitter, they have over 1 million followers.
I don't know why.
And what are you watching? Like, isn't it? I understand the game. You can do whatever you want, but there is an actual end purpose. Like, you're supposed to beat the Ender Dragon, and that's the whole point. Yeah. It's like this giant boss.
A purpose to the game.
Yeah. And he's incredibly hard. I've watched people do it. People try to speed run it to see how fast they can kill the Ender Dragon.
Yeah.
That's that content creator you picked for the thing you picked, right? Dreams. Yeah. That's what he's known for, is playing Minecraft. Number 5, Call of Duty Warzone. You're right. Like, I would have thought that would have dropped off further on the list.
Maybe 10.
But I probably was so heavily watched at the beginning of the year.
That's what it must have been.
Counter-Strike Global Offense. That I've never knew that's what CS:GO stood for.
CS:GO, yeah.
I couldn't tell you what this game looks like.
It's Valorant, but more like Call of Duty style players.
And isn't it like, how old is CS:GO?
I mean, I don't know if it's old, but it might have came out in 2015, but it's
2012.
All right, so it's older.
Yeah, it's going to be 10 years old next year.
I don't know how that's still up there. I really don't, and I don't see anyone playing.
But that's the problem, though, isn't it? One of those games that are just kind of an esports legend.
It was popular like 3 years ago, because that's what Asu used to play.
Yeah,
that's how I seen him.
Okay,
and that's what he got nasty off of. Yep. He hopped on Apex's trail in like 2018. CS:GO was left behind, and that was his big moneymaker, and he still left it.
Yeah,
that was back 4 years ago. So I figured it was done.
Isn't it crazy that these kids?
And then Valorant came out. You thought that would you would think that would drop less.
You would think that half of the CS:GO people would go to Valorant because it's the new.
That's what I mean, and it's almost the same thing. It's just more like
they almost build off each other now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the more popular CS:GO is, the more popular Valorant gets.
Well, I guarantee you, when they do those big tournaments for that style,
yep,
they're probably both the top two, right?
Yeah.
Like, they probably play them simultaneously.
Yeah, you're right.
They're just both moneymakers.
Yep. Yeah, it's...
I'm surprised, though, it's a top-watched Twitch game, though.
I always see, like, the esports tournaments where it's, like, a big dome and it's filled with people and people are actually there live watching and going crazy. I never knew those were League of Legends, though, tournaments. I thought they were just like tournaments. No, those are all League of Legends tournaments. That's how big it is. And it's bigger in like China and Japan. That I think that's the issue. We sit here and say, oh, you don't really know that many people who play League.
Yeah.
But it's huge.
I didn't know it was popular over there either, though.
All right. Now, finally, your baby, Apex Legends.
691 million.
What number is that? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, technically 8, because the first one is.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that hops up next year?
I hope so. I mean, we'll see how the next update, the new season
right.
update.
Well, Apex Legends, right? Typically, people enjoy every new
this is
update,
say,
right?
So that's actually a good point, because a new Apex season drops every 90 days.
Yep.
So every 3 months.
Yeah.
So you get a new, we'll say you get 4 new seasons a year.
That's honestly the most consistent content drop I've heard for a game like this.
Oh, yeah, it's every time, guaranteed. Yep. Like same time, every 4 months, whatever.
Yep.
But I guarantee it's most popular
that like first two
in
weeks,
that first month and a half,
okay,
of that new season, and then it probably starts dying down again until that new one pops back out, and then it goes up again,
yeah,
and then it drops back down like a month and a half later, because after like 2 months of the same season, you start getting bored with it.
And you probably, if you're a pro, right,
they'll do the split too halfway,
yeah,
that might pop you back on for another month, and then you'll probably hop back off until the new season.
But how fast do you think a pro unlocks everything from that battle pass too?
They most of those pros buy it.
Oh, really?
Every streamer I watch, they just buy the whole thing.
Oh, so
they'll buy it right off the bat. As soon as the season starts, they'll have everything.
Really? That's how they get it so quick.
Yeah, no. People just send them the donations.
I thought they were just so disgusting that they unlocked it like within a week.
Some might, but most of the ones I saw, they would just buy it day one.
That is, you know what? That makes a lot more sense.
And all the heirlooms, like most of them they buy at the one of those events that they just started doing.
Yeah.
Now you can get them anytime. Anytime
that makes
you spend
sense.
$200, you're going to get the heirloom.
Yeah, yeah.
It's guaranteed.
Well, I've heard of certain streamers who are gifted, obviously, the Battle Pass, but then gifted enough credits to fill out the Battle Pass on day one because they want them to play with that level 100 skin.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes everyone watching them want that level 100 skin. And in change, you either spend more time in the game or you buy it yourself.
Well, if you notice, though, like you'll go, if you look at some of the streamers on Apex and you look at the amount of coins they have in their game, some of them have like 100,000 coins, and that's like $10,000.
Yep.
So obviously they're getting money from somewhere to put the $10,000 into the game.
I mean,
to get a battle pass and get all the shit boosted up, because you can buy the tiers.
God, what is that game that they give me almost all the time? God, I can't even. Rogue Company. Rogue Company will send me codes and be like, hey, here's a code for like, and like, it's like every other month, and I've never used one.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know if it's 100 or 1,000 of their credit. It's like, go nuts. And it's like every other month they'll send me one.
Yeah, you should start using it. That game's lit.
I actually, and if you want like a shooter on the Nintendo Switch, that game runs extremely well. Because it's a good contained 4-on-4 battle. Yeah. It is actually really good. It's one of those games that when we did the podcast and I got it free, it's like, wow, like this is one of the first times I can say like a free game. Yeah, like.
Yeah, I agree, because you told me to play it and then I bought it. And
oh, did you?
I didn't end up using the code. Remember, you gave it to someone else.
Oh, because you it was like the last day of the code. Yeah.
And then I ended up buying it because it was actually good.
I actually got so many codes I had to give them out. Like, they were like, here's another code. And it's like, I like, replied to them saying, like, I don't have any. And they just kept, I don't even think they read my replies. Nah,
they
just
don't care about you.
No, honestly. And then the last on the list is Dota 2. It's another one of those games like League of Legends. You could show me, like, two screenshots. Tell me which one's League of Legends, which one's Dota 2. I'll fail every time. 50-50
I feel like
chance.
I can pick out League of Legends.
You think so? If I showed you a screenshot of Dota 2, do you think you'd think it was League
I've
of Legends, though?
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
It almost looks exactly like the same game. Someone who plays both is probably screaming their head off about the actual differences. But they are, again, it's that MOBA, you know, like the arena-based fighter. So it's exactly like, this is what it looks like.
All right, yeah, that looks just like it.
Looks just like League of Legends, is it not?
I could have called that League of Legends.
That's what I was
saying.
Damn it. But, like, that's over. This is 578 million. What was League of Legends? 1.8 billion. So that's almost 2.5 billion between the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's massive hours for games that we don't even know.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah. But that's also, if you have one streamer, right? And he has, say, 100,000 people watching. That's already 100,000 hours every hour he's playing.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and obviously
that's
most.
A lot of viewers, though.
I was just about to say, obviously.
The highest I've seen is like 20K on a guy, which is crazy, though. And that'll be consistent for like 3 hours straight.
Right, yeah.
20K.
I sit here and think, like, whenever I see a big name, because I don't really follow any streamers like that, but when I see one online that I do know, right, like Tfue, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, I'll see 30,000.
Yeah, he's around. He's in between like 10 and 30.
And when I see 30, I'm like, wow, I thought that was pretty low. But then, you think about it, 30,000 for 1 hour, and if only, say, 2% of them donate a dollar, that's still a shit ton of money right there, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And obviously, there's more.
You see, if you go in the chats and you just, because I used to sit in the chats, like, and just, I wouldn't look at the chat, but it would be there.
Yep.
And people would, you'd see a $5 donation, $50 donation, just over and over and over.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's wild.
So a lot of them, it adds up.
And you obviously get that, like, one super fan, too, who probably makes millions of dollars doing something, just a shut-in in the house, and just donates their life.
Because I feel like there's a kid on Facebook that I watch 10 times more fun to watch, and especially just the way he plays.
Yeah.
Funner to watch than Tfue, but this kid only gets, like, 300 viewers.
Well, because you know what it is, too.
12,000.
It's almost, at this point,
the fan base just goes right with you.
You need to be you need two things. One, you need to be talented, like that kid, but you also need to have that, like, personality.
Yeah, this kid's kind of, like, monotone. But
yes.
But, like, Tfue, like, he's not even, like, I wouldn't even say he's the greatest at Apex. Like, he's not even close compared to some of the people I've seen.
Right.
Well, still can carry 20,000 viewers.
Look at some of the biggest streamers compared to the best in the actual esports. They're not even comparable, you know? I just found out that the highest female streamer, Pokimane, she actually this year capped, you can't donate more than $5 a stream to her because she doesn't want people donating too much money.
Yeah.
And she even came out and was like, when I stream, that's not like my main source of income. Which is wild to me because you would think that is.
Yeah.
It's all the endorsements they sign before they start streaming that pays for most of everything they do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're sitting here saying, oh, am I hoping to get like a $1,500 PC? They're just given like these PCs all the time.
Oh, yeah. No,
they don't pay like a single
thing
out of.
They might have to pay the electric bill because it's going to be fucking crazy.
Right.
They might make you pay the internet and the electric, but they'll send you a $4,000 bill.
I started looking at what like a pro gamer's like setup is for when they stream. I didn't realize they had like six monitors. I don't even know what you need six monitors for.
It's like 3-4 monitors. Like, it's crazy.
Well, they'll have one.
The vertical one.
Which makes sense now that I've seen it in motion.
That's for like the chat.
The chat. Yeah, because exactly. The chat is based in that vertical. That makes so much sense to me where I never even thought. Because streaming to me means nothing.
I've seen that, yeah.
That is so genius.
Yeah, it is.
And the comments go and you can read it clearer.
Some of them, I give them credit. Some of them respond to the chat. While playing, like, easily.
In though. High level, though, right?
Easily. Like, yes. In a mid, like, I'm like, wow, how are they just responding like
yep.
this? But sometimes they have the thing that will send in a preset message.
Yep.
Like, if you send something specific and it recognizes it, it'll send you back the stream bot response.
Yes, yep.
And so they have presets, but they do be typing back.
It's or they'll just respond like you said, like through a voice. Yeah.
I've had multiple people, like, if I ask a question, they'll respond by name.
Yep.
And, you know, say your answer.
Did you say, hey, shout out to the After Hour Nerd podcast?
I always shout it out.
Good. When I play Monster Hunter Rise online, no shit, you have these buttons that, so you can't like really type in it because it'll take too long, so you can preset messages. So after every mission I play online, if we succeed, it says After Hour Nerds podcast, like as my guy's victory thing. So our whole team will see After Hour Nerd podcast after every mission we complete.
That's funny.
All right, so those are the only stories that came out this week. Again, it was a short week because of Christmas. So I have this set up. I want to know who you think is most primed for a better 2022 between Nintendo, Microsoft, or Sony. I've compiled the list of exclusives coming to each console. I'm going to do this based on just the consoles. I think Sony's obviously going to have like the biggest year.
We'll see.
But so we'll start off with Microsoft. So if you look at the list still, I have it color-coded. So I put in blue, I think this game is going to flop.
Okay.
I think red is going to end up being a Game of the Year contender. And a purple means it's going to perform better than people expect.
Okay.
So Microsoft confirmed Xbox exclusives in 2022. Crossfire X releases February 10th, 2022. I put this is going to be a flop. So Crossfire X is actually like a mobile game that's huge in China and Japan.
Yeah.
It's like a Call of Duty game, but it's, you know, online versus huge mobile game. This is going to be a story mode version of it. On Xbox consoles exclusively.
Flopper.
That's what, because Microsoft isn't big over there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the audience that cares about this game.
But what's the point if it's a mobile game, like a multiplayer, and you're going to make a random story about it?
So apparently it's similar to like Titanfall in gameplay, and that was like a huge story mode game on the Xbox. I think they saw it and thought like, you know what, this could hit that itch that people over here want.
Doesn't excite me.
And that's where I'm like, they try to like build it up as it's going to be like this giant genre defining game.
A lot of these games I don't even know, so it's going to be tough for Microsoft.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Shredders, February 2022. I don't even know what this is, you know? And Tunic, which is March 16th, 2022. This is a, it's almost Legend of Zelda inspired from like the earlier NES, SNES games.
I feel like it kind of sounds familiar.
It's got the fox in a tunic. It's so like, it's so blatantly obvious Legend of Zelda that it's almost a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Like that, that's what I'm, so I think it's going to do fine, but I think the problem is if you have an Xbox, you don't really care about those kind
of
games.
It's not going to be on the top of your list.
No. I think it's going to review really well, but just because a game like reviews
specific,
well.
Yeah, like specific players.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. This has been like a game people talk about forever.
Sounds familiar.
We saw like that long extended cut, I think at E3 for Microsoft. It's also, I believe, been delayed multiple times now and people are waiting for it. They were going to include NFTs in it, and that obviously backfired. People hate NFTs.
Yeah.
Supposedly too, if you bought an NFT in the game, it would make you a character in the game. So you'd end up as an NPC. As like a bartender or whatever. That is kind of cool.
Is savage.
That is almost like almost worth it, but
you're
at
like
this
famous. At that
yeah, are you though?
Kind of. Are you not?
If someone would just go in there and shoot your guy.
I know, but someone could screenshot and be like, "Hey, I'm hanging out with
yeah.
K Gags."
Yeah. Warhammer 40K Dark Tide.
Dope name.
Warhammer is another one of those series that have been going on forever. That if you love Warhammer, you love Warhammer. But for whatever reason, not more people get into it.
I've never heard of it, but it's a dope name.
Redfall, Summer 2022.
That sounds familiar.
That was that, at the end of E3, it was like their one last game. It was the four guys all had powers in the world of like zombies. One of them looked like a vampire girl. If you remember, it ended with like the witch doing like that weird.
It sounds familiar.
It looks like really, really good.
I think I remember that.
It's one of those games that when you look at the list, you're like, all right, this is one of the ones that I would actually want to play. Yeah, and again, it's going to be on Game Pass.
Oh, yeah. Clutch money.
Exactly. So those are three games are on this list that, you know, I might try that already make that Game Pass subscription worth it to me.
Game Pass is already worth it.
Because, well, if you buy three games a year, that already pays for itself.
Yeah.
Easily. Do you think we see in 2022 an increase on the price of Game Pass? Because I believe the ultimate is $14.99 a month.
Yeah.
I can see them trying to get $20 a month.
Yeah, I got $1 for sign up.
I still don't know how you still have... So I had that for 3 months.
I have not seen that thing come out of my account ever.
I wonder whose card it's attached to.
It's got to be mine, because that's the only card on my Xbox profile. But I've never seen something come out for it.
Your mom probably goes through a credit card every month and is like, what the hell is...
She might be getting hit with my other account. Because I feel like it's still active and I can't get into it. Unless it expired, I don't know.
Scorn, that's October 2022. Again, it's it sounds familiar, but I don't really know. Starfield, November 11, 2022. This is supposed to be like possibly one of the biggest games of the year. This is the first new game from Bethesda in how long? So imagine Skyrim in space.
Yeah, no, it looked dope.
Somerville, 2022. Slime Rancher 2, Replaced, 2022. And then Ark 2, 2022. So a lot of these. With just that 2022 date, which, like we've said before, who knows how many of these games get delayed.
Yeah. Or delayed.
And Starfield, they've given an actual date, so you hope to God it hits. Yes.
So that's probably why.
Yep.
Yeah, you'd hope to God it comes out.
And I think they gave it that late date, like you just said, because it's like, that's a little bit of fluff, and maybe if we don't hit it... I mean, what do they...
Yeah, they're definitely giving themselves some extra room so they don't have to delay it from meta.
They gave Halo its release date, what, like a month and a half before it actually came out? Like, that's scary, you know? That's
scary.
And that's supposed to be their big game of the year. Expected to launch in 2022, As Dusk Falls and Forza Motorsport. I think Forza's going to do all right. Yeah, I don't know about whatever. As Dusk Falls. I wonder if we get Halo DLC, like story DLC maybe.
Possible.
So, like, no spoilers, but, like, they give you a full, like, map, and there's a whole part of that map that's just empty. In the sense that, like, you can't even get there.
Yeah.
But it shows it on the map.
Maybe if you beat the game, though.
No, I know it's just empty, because I've seen the reviews. So, I'm assuming it was either cut, or it's coming later.
So, you're a cheater.
Oh, big time.
You probably already looked up, like, the walkthroughs and the guides.
I haven't looked up a walkthrough, but I'm getting close, because I don't know if you remember... They hide the skulls in the game.
Yeah.
And I've only found one.
Loser.
Out of, like, I think there's 12 in the game. And I found one by an accident.
This is coming from a guy that did, like, all 157 runes on Legend of Zelda.
Well, that...
And you've only found one skull.
Well, that just goes to show you, right? Like, how much of a pro gamer I am. And if I'm having difficulties, no one's found a skull. Yeah, exactly. No one's found a skull. All right. Next, we have Sony. These are the confirmed 2022 exclusives. Starting off hot in February 8th is Sifu. That's that martial arts fighting game that every time you die, you age.
Oh, yeah.
People already have it, and they're writing like their previews, and it's looking really damn good.
Yeah, I feel like that'll be a solid game.
But I think I didn't mark it as anything. I think it's just going to do good.
Just do solid.
That's
it's
going to
give us something to right. play.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, we don't have the system anyway, so it don't matter. But
only a couple people do.
Whatever.
Next we have Horizon Forbidden West, February 18th, 2022.
Yeah, that'll hit good.
That exactly. It's one of those obvious. It's gonna be. That's why I put it in red as a possible
we'll
game of the
February
year contender.
Sticks holds though.
Well, not only I think it has to. I don't think they can.
We haven't even seen a real trailer though. Have
we? No, we've seen so much of this game now.
All right.
They've had like in-depth gameplay like features of it. If anything, this is the most I'm confident about any game on this list. Babylon's Fall, March 3rd, 2022.
I thought that looked good.
Babylon's Fall?
Yeah.
See, I agree. I thought it looks good. The problem is a lot of people who see it are like, this sucks, which I don't get.
Yeah, I thought that, if I'm remembering correctly, I feel like that game looked good.
I thought it looks cool. But I also liked, God, what was the one that came out at the PS5 launch and it kind of shit the bed?
Yeah, but it looked like a Dark Soul type?
I don't know if it was a Dark Soul.
What is it, Godfall?
Godfall, yes.
Yeah, and it's
that
like the
looked
night
dope.
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are like, it's okay.
I thought that looked dope.
Right, me too.
It looked cool.
It looked cool, but we couldn't play it, right? Because it's on the PlayStation.
You know?
I ain't worried about it.
You know?
And not only that, I think Godfall technically was supposed to be like only a timed exclusive, not like a. But I don't believe it's still on Xbox yet.
Yeah, no, I don't think
those timed exclusives, I think, kill a game.
Those things just, I mean,
they ruin a game.
Have any of them even been accurate though? Like, have they even went to what they said they were going to be?
Some of them, yes. Like, don't forget Deathloop. Deathloop is only a timed exclusive. That will become an Xbox, because Xbox actually made that. It's a weird thing, right? Xbox made the game, but it's a PlayStation exclusive.
I feel like I saw it on Game Pass.
It might be because it's on PC.
I feel like I might have seen it on Game
Pass. Because it's on PC and PlayStation, yeah. So it might be on your Game Pass for... Again, it was made by Xbox, so it's weird that it's a PlayStation. Yeah, but they bought the company that made it after they had already wrote the deal. It's, you know, I hate it.
Politics.
I hate, yeah, politics. Everything's so political, you know?
Stupid. Just drop it on all consoles.
Let the gamers play. Gran Turismo 7, March 4th, 2022. These games, yeah, like...
Still coming up. Fast and Furious.
But they always hit. It's, to me, they don't ever matter. But, like, what was the racing game on the Xbox that just came out and people loved it?
Forza?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that doing so well is going to make people interested in this game even more now, too.
I just don't see how long they can hold on. Out of all these other games, you're telling me that's going to...
Well, again, when I say exceed expectations, I don't know what the actual expectations
is,
are.
Yeah.
So, you know, if your bar is low, easier
out
to
of
exceed.
These other games, though, that would be on my list the last.
Yep, yeah. This one, I wonder what you think. Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt.
If that's the same thing I played.
I think it is. That's the...
the multiplayer?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty fun when I played it.
Do you think it's going to be more accessible and better when it's on consoles?
I think it'll open up the amount of people that play it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it'll be better than...
Do you think it's going to grab people? That's the problem, right? Like, even if the game's good, for some reason, if it doesn't grab people when it launches, it's dead. Yeah, all right.
I liked it.
It's different, too, right? For what it is, it's different.
I couldn't hear... If they just do a couple fixes, I just couldn't hear footsteps.
Yep.
And you're playing as fast vampires that climb, like, roofs and shit.
But are vampires supposed to have footsteps?
They're not, but, like, I couldn't hear someone coming up on the roof behind me and they just blast me in the back with a Tommy gun.
Yep. So, well, like, all I'm hearing is the excuses, bitching, whining. It's kind of disgusting.
I think it'll hit good.
Next is Forspoken, May 25th, 2022. I think this is going to be a flop. This is another one of the Square Enix games.
You think it's going to be a flop?
I do. I think it's going to review okay.
I thought it looked dope.
That's the problem. Is I thought it looked good, but the more I see of it, the less I care about it.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, it's one of those things, right? We've been hearing about it for how long since the PlayStation 5 got announced? This was announced at the PlayStation 5 announcement.
I mean, the PlayStation 5 itself is a myth.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I don't know if anyone even owns it.
Yeah. At this point, I'm more convinced Bigfoot exists than the PlayStation 5.
Absolutely. You had a better chance of catching him.
Yeah.
Than getting a PS5.
Remember Rob from, God, what the hell is that called? Survivor?
Yep.
He went and tried to find Bigfoot.
Did he get him?
No. But he's from Boston, so shout out to the boy.
Shout out.
Next is Ghostwire Tokyo. It's one of those games that was announced, people
sounds
cared
familiar,
about at the time, but
I can't think of it.
The problem is, like you said, sounds familiar. At this point, who even remembers now?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember it.
So you're going to have to do some type of refresher course
familiar,
on these games,
though.
Right? Like,
yeah,
you're going to have to have some type of Sony event.
But then we're going to be mad that they wasted time showing games that, like, we've already...
Yes.
So, you know, they can't win.
Yes.
But, you know,
yeah.
We need to see. I don't remember half of this.
That's a really good point, right? Like, we're saying you have to kind of show us this, but then you're like, oh, I've already seen this, actually.
After Grand Blue, I don't fucking know what the rest of the games.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink 2022. I was skeptical about putting this purple for exceed expectation.
It's not purple on my screen.
Well, I didn't. I was skeptical. I almost did. So I'm assuming this is probably like a...
Wasn't that a fighter game?
It is. It's right? That one with the really cool art style you liked.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like medieval fantasy.
I think TA said he thought it was going to be good.
I think this is just like a complete edition of it, but also a PlayStation 5 version of it, which really, I don't know how many PlayStation 5 like fighting games there are like specifically for the PlayStation 5.
Probably not.
So this might be your first like actual, because if not, you're probably just playing a PlayStation 4 version on a PS5, which gives you like obviously good frame rate, but it's not... Like,
insane,
actually
yeah.
Constructed for the PS5.
Absolutely. God of War Ragnarok.
God of War Ragnarok.
Game of the year.
But again, yeah, it's one of those, right?
Hit it.
Do you think it actually comes out in 2022?
If it does, I think it could hit Game of the Year.
That's 100% where
I'm
at.
I think it has to come out, and it's already in contention.
100%.
Just for that having that title.
Honestly, like, if they already had a shortlist created, I wouldn't be shocked if this is number one,
right? Yeah, absolutely. I can see this being a number one for a while.
And there's obvious, like, these are only the exclusives, so obviously we don't have the Harry Potter game. We don't have the Elden Ring.
Obviously, Harry Potter is
We don't have the Batman game.
Obviously, Harry Potter is going to be game of the year.
Oh, yeah, duh. And until January 1st hits and it says it's been delayed to 2023.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
You know what? Me and Karina just rewatched the entirety of the Harry Potter franchise. I'm so ready for that game after that.
Oh, yeah. That must have took a while.
Yeah.
Too bad that doesn't help, though, because the game's set in, like, 1800s.
So I still know so much more about you. Do you know the chocolate toads? Is it a real toad or not?
Yes.
It's not. It's just a spell, you fucking idiot.
It's cap.
T'Chia, 2022. I don't think that does anything.
Never heard of it.
Stray, that's the one with the cats. It's one of those things. These last three games, T'Chia, Stray, Goodbye Volcano High, these are going to be games that games journalists love and no one else.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
They're going to be like beautiful stories.
Goodbye Volcano High just doesn't.
You know what that's about? That is about dinosaurs that go to high school before the meteor strikes humanoid versions.
Why don't
versions
we create games? I think we could come up with that.
We probably could.
We should just start coming up with games.
You need to be careful, though, because last week you told me that you had so many good video game ideas, and then after you have them, you see them made.
That's accurate.
Yeah, so I someone's listening. So turn off your phone if you're going to have.
Stop talking.
Yeah.
I'll just communicate with you through.
We'll send our
link.
Our owls back and forth with the little
carrier pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. And then finally, we have Nintendo. So launching in January, Pokemon Legends Arceus. That's the open world. Like, you think so?
I think so. It looks dope.
I think it looks cool. Because it's gonna go so far off of the regular Pokemon formula. I wonder how many people love it and how many people hate it. I think it's gonna be a divide.
It'll be good to have a little difference.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
especially now that the Brilliant Diamond and stuff is already out, like, this will give you something different to play.
Yes, and you know, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl just came out.
Yeah.
To the point where you still get your normal Pokemon fix, and then this is something different if you want it, right?
And it could be crazy. I think it's got the most potential.
This is gonna hit 7 million games sold easily. Also, it's probably going to be like one of the first games that come out this next year that is of notoriety.
Plus, just the name Pokemon just.
That's what it exactly.
And jillions of people.
100%. Like, this is going to sell 7 million copies alone on its name.
Easily.
Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Spring 2022. I said flop. Now, when I say flop, though, I just mean it's a big open world Kirby game. I just don't know how many people actually really care about the Kirby.
Yeah.
Franchise.
I used to like Kirby, but he became less important the more you got older. You know, I'd still take a Pokemon over a Kirby.
100%. That's the thing, though, right? We sit here and probably can name off so many different Nintendo franchises we'd take over a Kirby game.
Absolutely.
Not only that, Kirby games are known for being super easy, like almost to the point you can just no-brain it. So
you're not going to spend much time playing it.
And it's probably not going to appeal to the adult audience, which obviously sounds weird when you're talking about Nintendo, but it's like, that's still a large chunk of people who own the Switch.
Yeah. I feel like, but even that though, like, how many new kids are playing Kirby now? Because.
Well, that's the thing. How many new kids even know? Yeah. Well, they had the newer one that just came out on the Switch when it released in 2017.
It was definitely way more popular in like 97.
100%. Like on the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance.
Still playing Kirby.
Yeah. That, no, that's the point.
So that sucks.
But he's probably still a pretty popular character in Smash Bros.
Oh, absolutely. Not a solo game.
No. No. That's the point. That's the thing. Like, I don't know how well this is going to hit.
Yeah.
I think if it reviews well, this is actually one of those very rare games where a review does matter for it.
Yeah.
If not, it becomes one of those games that you get for $40 when it finally hits sales. Next, Splatoon 3. I said exceeds expectations. This game just grows more and more with every iteration.
Yeah. How much more can they do to it?
They could do a lot. Because the problem is it's so far behind compared to other multiplayers that if they just brought it on par with like, hey, like, put it this way, when me and you played Splatoon 2, right, and we were in the same party, it didn't guarantee that me and you were on the same team.
Yeah, which it isn't a bad thing, though.
But I would prefer it,
what's
right?
What's the point, of joining up?
Yep.
It just gets you guys to play together. But.
So if you could actually put together online with your friends and go into these parties together, I think that's a big step. You need fucking voice chat. Like, it's
absolutely
so bad.
That sucks.
And you know you're not getting that.
Yeah.
You need an actual, even the invite system, remember? That was tiresome. That was still a pain in the ass. Like, you need to fix the invite system for this. There weren't many new weapons compared to the first, which to us didn't matter because we played just the second one.
Yeah.
But to like hardcore fans, it's almost like you just got a prettier version, you know?
Yeah.
Mario Rabbids Spark of Hope. This is the sequel to the other one, the Mario plus Rabbids game.
That game's not good.
No, it's really good. I swear to God, it is.
I've heard it's not good.
It is, the problem is it is way better than what it should be.
Yeah.
Because what it is it's going to sound weird. It is, you play as three people from Mario. You can be, you get Mario, Luigi, Peach, and someone else. I can't think of who it is.
Toad?
No, it might be Rosalina, or maybe it's just those three. I don't remember. I haven't played in a while. But then you get Rabbids who are dressed like them. So you can either be Mario Rabbit, Luigi Rabbit, Peach Rabbit. I'm telling you, there's one more, and I just can't think of it. I don't know why. It might be Rosalina. But either way, oh, Yoshi.
Okay.
It's Yoshi. And it's Final Fantasy Tactics-like, and they have guns. Like, Luigi's a sniper in the game. And it is really good. But like the way it works is like when you do your movement, if you run into an enemy, they'll run by him, slide, and then you can like jump on them as if it's a regular Mario game. So do damage that way. And then wherever they land, you can then use your gun or abilities to shoot or use your ability to like throw a fireball or shoot them. It is way better than it should be.
That's interesting. I didn't know it was like that.
And it's one of the prettier looking games on the Switch. And it always goes on sale for like $7.
I just heard it's not like a normal Mario game. It's not. That's why no one liked it.
It's not, but it's way better than it should be. Like it's always on sale for $7 to the point where I'm like, yo, get this game for $7 because it's worth it.
You might as well, right?
And it's a full-fledged, like it's hard too. It's not easy. I think that might be another, like, I think I'm on the third world out of five, like, and I'm kind of stuck.
You haven't even beat it?
No.
What a bump.
It's I'm telling you, it's not like the easiest game.
You just don't have the drive.
100%. 100%.
Like, no when I look You've at, always been a no-effort guy.
Well, again, I got it for $7, so yeah, I'm just like... And then they added a Donkey Kong DLC. So Donkey Kong is another one. And I haven't gotten to the DLC yet, but not. Apparently it's incredible, too. Again, if you look at the art in the game,
yeah.
It's one of the best-looking... Like, Mario looks better in this game than he does in half of his actual games.
That's funny.
Next, we have Pac-Man Museum. I don't know who gives a flying fuck about that. And then sequel to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, TBA. Game of the Year contender, right? Easily. That's not even... Does it hit 2022, though?
Let's hope, right?
Well,
for your sake.
So my thing is, right, Breath of the Wild launched in 2017. So this will be 5 years.
Yep.
But they also had the DLC, which I believe released sometime in 2018. So they've been working exclusively on this, though, since... So it's got to be close to it, right?
Yeah. You'd hope, but the question is: it going to be late or early?
It's got to be late. Well, if it was early, we would know.
These games you already got slipping into March.
That's why.
So I feel like this one could slip in July.
Would be like the big,
if not winter.
I think that's the thing. I think it would be the big holiday game,
that
right?
That would suck. But
well, like next year, you would think hopefully somewhat of the chip shortage is fixed, right?
Yeah, I doubt.
So when Nintendo actually has to face Sony and Microsoft at full force, all the consoles are out there. Go ahead and pick the one you want for your kid.
When I'm hearing PS5s aren't going to be made anymore anyway.
Until 2023.
I heard they're just done with production.
No, it can't be.
Why can't they?
How else are you going to play their PlayStation 5 exclusives?
You're not. Whoever got it, got it.
You're just one of the lonely few?
They're going to somehow make it. They're going to make that Game Pass shit somehow.
They got it. They're
going to find some way to
They're going to have to find some way to put their games on PC.
I don't think they're putting out anymore.
Yeah. They're going to have to put out a way to make it on PC. And then next we have Bayonetta 3. That game is surprisingly more popular than I thought. I have the 1 and 2. I might go and revisit them to play them and then find out what the hype is. Yeah. It's basically, from my understanding, and this might get you interested, better Devil May Cry.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
It's like way better combat, Devil May Cry. And it's made by like the same people.
Smash.
Yeah, 100%.
So she's got good combat abilities.
I've only played Bayonetta 1, and I only do the first mission. It is hype the entire time. Like, it's so many ridiculous giant monsters crashing through. Everything is like a scene, like a giant awesome cutscene with then crazy combat with all these ridiculous abilities. And it's 60 frames per second. Like, it's smooth. Like, you can tell Bayonetta 1 because that was a 360 game. Like, you can tell it's an older game that they just up-resed, but it still looks incredible. And then I heard Bayonetta 2 just takes it and goes even way more nuts.
So you haven't played Bayonetta 2 yet?
No. I have them. I just haven't played them. But so I put that as exceeds expectations. I also think it's one of those things where it's like, this is the Switch game, so we might as well get it, right? when there's nothing else?
Be their second or third biggest hit behind Legend of Zelda.
Do you think it's bigger than Splatoon 3 or lower?
I think Arceus hits better than Splatoon 3.
It might, honestly.
And I see Arceus and Bayonetta being in that 2 to 3 range.
That tier, yeah.
Kind of back and forth. I don't think any of them beat Breath of the Wild. But
do you think we get a Switch Pro next year?
No.
No, right? Do you think that even exists at this point?
If it does exist, it's not going to come out until 2023. Four. Yeah.
Well, because again, they just came out with the Switch OLED, the OLED, what,
they'll
October?
Let that ride for a year or two, yep, and then we'll see what happens.
And even the Switch OLED you can't really find.
Spence said there was like 30 of them at his Best Buy the other
day. I was going to say, the other time I was in Target, I saw two of them in the glass. Yeah. And that was the first. It was the red and blue one, which it doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Switch OLED, Switch OLED. But that was the first time I had seen it in the wild, which is, to me, always a good sign. You know what I see there all the time now is the Animal Crossing Switch.
Really?
Just like boxes and boxes of them, which is so funny because when that released.
Just like the Series S.
Yeah.
Just boxes and boxes.
Dude, the Series S, I swear to God.
It's definitely a steal.
Yeah.
You might as well get it. If you got a PS4, you might as well get this.
100%.
If you can't get a PS5 or an Xbox Series X, you might as well just get this.
Now, going off that list, who do you think is primed for the better year? I think it has to be Sony. The only thing is,
I would say
Sony
or Nintendo.
Pokemon Legends, like, the name Pokemon itself is going to do big.
That's why I feel like Nintendo's got the better grab just for the brand.
The only thing is, if Breath of the Wild 2 doesn't hit next year, I feel like that hurts the list so much.
Oh, yeah, that would kill it.
Because even if God of War Ragnarok doesn't come.
And Horizon.
I guarantee you Horizon is going to be next year.
Whatever group we have here that has more reds has a better chance to survive it. Because if one of them fails, the other one
has
a chance
point,
to
right?
go off.
That's a good point.
Breath of the Wild fails, good luck to Nintendo.
I also, like, Starfield could end up being the biggest game of all time, or it could be a flop. Well, think about Skyrim. Skyrim is still so massive.
I don't think it'll flop, but I don't know if it's going to be the greatest game of all time.
But that's what it's kind of becoming, like, hyped up to be,
I don't know
right?
what game you could really call the greatest game of all time, besides Kingdom Hearts.
What about Harry Potter and the Game Boy Color?
That's a great game. Chamber of Secrets? Yeah. That's a great game.
Did I blow your mind right there?
That is a great game. Yeah. It's definitely in the top 10. But I don't know what you could call the greatest besides Kingdom Hearts.
Gears of War 2?
I don't know if it's the greatest. It might be in the top 20.
Well, also what? It depends on what you like in video games.
Yeah, it depends on the category. Now you got to really go into categories and genres and all that. But Kingdom Hearts definitely takes the cake, number one.
All right, and that does it for this week of the After Hour Nerd Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is the last episode ever. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags, and you can find Dill. What's
Xbox,
your Xbox,
unfortunately,
right?
Papa Dill 22. It's the same thing on everything, so maybe in a couple months you can hit me back up on PC and maybe I'll have it.
I hope not. I honestly hope
I will.